This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven half the hour now as we contemplate another hour of conversation, which is contemplative. That is, the contemplators are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, and you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. You'll see some pictures still up of me rolling down the hill with my grandson over the weekend. You get a kick out of something like that. Help yourself. Let's get to Ashley Banfield. You remember her, late of NBC. Now she's working at Headline News and does a show called Crime and Justice, in which she has taken to the accuser of Aziz Ansari. Now, you'll have to lead me down this road, ladies, because I can't tell you that I know much about Aziz Ansari other than he's some kind of comedian. But Ashley Banfield says that women are going too far using this case against Aziz Ansari as an example. So what do we think collectively? Yes? No?
Well, I think that Aziz Ansari is getting the short end of the stick here, and that this woman that has accused him is saying that this may be the end of the Me Too movement, because essentially the story is that they went on a date. After the date, they went back to his apartment. They started making out. He told her to take off her clothes. She did. She performed two acts of on him, and then
if she did two acts, it would be
Right. And so everything except, the horizontal mambo. I know you like that terminology. And so when she left, she said that he was not reading her cues, that she was not into it. And so she put herself in as part of this Me Too movement. And a lot of critics say, look, you should have said something.
Why don't you just leave?
You shouldn't have gotten naked. You shouldn't have performed two acts of if you weren't into it, you should have left. And so he publicly apologized to her, saying, look, if I misread your cues, I'm sorry. I thought you were into it. I thought we were consenting.
Imagine being in that position where somebody's talking about with you, and you're a public figure, and then you go and apologize for having with the woman. That's both sides. I would think of nothing else. Especially if, again, because I'm speaking as a man, obviously, but if somebody doesn't want to do something, you get up and you put your clothes on and you get out. Now, sometimes I'm sure that women would argue, well, a man was stronger than me, and he forced me to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't seem
really
to be
said
coming
that. He
out.
Say that, though. He was not physically intimidating.
Which is why I think this situation is a little frustrating, especially it must be for Aziz Ansari, because it seems from reading the article that she could have left at
like
any point.
Three different times.
Yeah, and there was a situation she went to the bathroom and kind of collected herself, and at that point in reading the article, I thought that's where she was going to walk out and say, hey, I'm not really interested, I'm going to go home now. I mean, at the end, he called her an Uber, and she was able to leave no problem. So that's why it's...
It was just, she's a stupid girl, and I read the whole account of her story, because Kara had read it first and said, well, there's more to it. So I read the whole thing, and there are three different times where you think, okay, now this is where she's going to leave. It was, I don't know if she was starstruck, and she felt like she...
Is he that big? I don't even know who the guy is. Is he that funny and that good?
Well, she was a fan of his, and she said she had watched his show, she knew some of his jokes, like, she was obviously a fan, and so he acted like a horny 18-year-old boy, but that's not illegal. And she, at two different times, said, well, we're going too fast. And he said, oh, okay, and then let's slow down. And then she went and sat back on the couch with him. And then she got dressed again. And then she went into a different room. And then she had more wine. And the story just kept going on and on. And it was like, look, just leave. If you're that uncomfortable, just leave. And he was not preventing her from leaving. So this case is just a little bit bizarre compared to all the other ones. I understand the outrage that some women feel. This girl claims that the reason she came out with this story now is because when he won his Golden Globe last week, he had a Time's Up button on. And throughout his career, he is sort of known to be a champion of women and equal rights and things like that. So she said he was hypocritical.
Which I just think is unfortunate. Yeah, that I think he could still be supportive of the Time's Up movement and of women in general, and maybe he just had a bad, you know, an awkward date, a bad sexual experience. I just think that what this case shows is that men and women need to be better at communicating with each other.
Amen.
Because she kind of mumbled, and he didn't read her cues, and I think what that means is that all of us need to talk more and communicate better.
Right. All right, let's turn this over a page here. Article in Rolling Stone this week talks about sexual harassment in country radio, suggesting that there is a quote-unquote climate. 30-some-odd sources, artists, managers, radio reps, that sort of thing, artists, the music professionals, especially women, say they are expected to be overly accessible and use sexual currency when visiting radio stations, meeting with program directors in radio stations, attending radio and music events. So, I don't know.
You mean like when singers are?
Yeah. When
they promote. Wow. So is that why that DJ grabbed Taylor Swift's butt?
Thought
he could?
That's where it started, I think. That's where the study into sexual harassment in country radio is the story from Rolling Stone. So I'm wondering about other radio. I can't tell you, because we all separate ourselves by being in different parts of the country. I'm in a studio in Boston, and Victoria's in a studio in New York, and Kara's down at the main studio in Washington. Jennifer's out in Los Angeles, so it is not the same way of reading it. I'm thinking about how we do radio versus how a lot of people that are doing morning shows on local radio stations, and if there's any local stuff left the rest of the day, most everybody's in a studio by themselves. Sometimes in the morning, there are a couple of people that are on the air together. But that's not really what they're talking about. They're talking about those people who work at the stations having access not only to people in the industry who are trying to promote themselves, but people who are in the crowds, who are fans.
Well, groupies. Yeah. I don't know if that's radio, exclusive to radio or radio's fault. There are groupies in every field, in TV, in movies. Clearly sports figures have a lot of groupies. I don't think I can blame that one on radio. Just from my own personal experiences, having worked in the cable television and the radio business, and again, maybe it's just I've been blessed to work with some really good companies in the radio business, but I've had way more bad stuff happen in cable television when I would be working and doing my stuff out at conventions, and some really crazy things happening with people that were executives in the cable television industry.
Yeah. So then your read on this is that it's much ado about nothing, Jennifer, or nothing special, or how do you read
this? I think every industry has examples of it. I can't imagine that it's unique to country radio or the radio.
Yeah,
I think this is how things have happened for a really long time, and I think people are now paying more attention to it. Excuse me.
Well, but don't you think that certainly with what the record is with Rolling Stone magazine of late, they are looking for a way to stay somehow relevant?
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
Splashing with a headline like this, look at this.
I don't know. Have you guys read this article? Because I've been sort of just skimming through this now. There are a lot of female country artists who have gone, who are talking to the magazine. They're remaining anonymous, which I understand. But there's some crazy stuff that they've reported. Having to go to CRS, which apparently is the country radio seminar.
Yeah, right.
And they said it's a 3-day gathering for radio professionals, and multiple women have been coerced into having threesomes. And these are artists. These are not groupies. These are artists who are there to gain exposure, and how radio executives expect them to have sex with them in order to play their music.
That's kind of what I was saying in the beginning.
Yeah, is not really. I wouldn't dismiss this as nothing. This seems like there's a whole lot of dark stuff going on.
But is it just country music? Because
that's
each
what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Formats.
I don't think it's unique to country music.
The formats all have these sorts of gatherings. Each of the different sorts of formats, pop and hip-hop and...
I think the most interesting thing about this article, and they kind of mention it in the first paragraph, is that with country music and just kind of, you know, country music stations, there's more of an expectation of, like, it being wholesome or faith-based, just because that's kind of a big topic in country music, and that's something that I think you hear a lot about on country music radio that you don't necessarily hear on pop radio or in pop music.
Oh, gee, hypocrisy at work, imagine that.
And, well, it's just, it's interesting because I think kind of the same as the church, sometimes it can work as a veil or something that you can hide behind, and you can say, okay, well, these are my values, and I'm super faith-based, and people might not necessarily expect something like this to be going on behind the scenes, and maybe that's why there's an article about it, because people might not necessarily expect it, and they're trying to reveal it now. I don't know.
That could be true, but the other thing is that we haven't mentioned, in all radio formats, and this is a little bit, you know, pulling back the curtain, but of all the radio formats, country radio is the last remaining format where DJs and program directors of individual stations can actually make or break artists.
Yeah.
It's pop music is already programmed, it's predestined, the DJs have no say over anything, it's all automated.
Right.
But country music radio still can break a new artists, and they can say they have a lot of influence over their audience, and they have a lot of influence over the amount of exposure a country artist will get. We just talked the other day about on our New Music Monday, even there was an artist, that two guys, a duo, who broke because some DJ on a syndicated country show kept playing their song, and it got 20 million streams, and they couldn't even get a record deal. So I understand there is a lot of pressure, it looks like, from these artists who are saying they have to go and drink copious amounts of alcohol, they have to do shots with the bosses and the DJs, and maybe that DJ, going back to the Taylor Swift thing, maybe that's why he felt like he could, you know, feel up Taylor Swift and wouldn't get in trouble for it.
All right, let me page this over a little bit. I noticed that Dakota Johnson, who is Don Johnson and Fifty Shades of Grey, Fifty Shades of, what's the new one called, 50 Shades of Freed or something like that. It's coming out next month. Mm-hmm. She is interviewed about the movie, and she gets going on to things that she feels vulnerable about, because apparently this was a scary movie to do, or these were all scary movies to do because of what was expected for them on camera to expose themselves to. Not just what they were exposed, you know, you got the nakedness, but you also have your emotions, she says, and this got more to her core. And I wonder if that's just being a good actress, or is there, in this climate of vulnerability, are women who are expected, and maybe men too, are expected to be in these roles as actors and actresses, you know, in order to really be a good actor or actress, you got to be in touch with this part of your reality. And so,
then
is
don't
it
take
going
the
too
role.
Far?
What's the
right,
big deal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now she's a household name because of these movies.
We're getting so snowflakey.
Well, I wonder. I'm asking the question because if we, along with the Ashley Banfield thing, are we just going too far with this stuff now? Everybody's got to, you know, plead their case.
No one's forcing these people to choose acting. No one's forcing these people to take these roles. If you take a role, you're understanding obviously you're going to read the script. You're going to see what's expected of you.
Right.
I can't conjure a lot of sympathy when you're making millions of dollars a year and you've chosen to do these movies. We all have control over what our careers look like, and it doesn't make me feel sorry for you if you take a role and then go, oh, I have regrets because this hurt my feelings in some way. Well, then don't do it. No,
is that what she's saying?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what she's saying? That, oh, woe is me by the end of the, now right. I'm at the third movie.
Yeah, this is tough on me.
Oh, it was so hard. Okay, well.
20 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pot. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O Laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get Wood Look Waterproof Floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Listen to that, the theme from St. Elsewhere. Gee, there must be some news about one of its former stars. And by golly, we've got it here first. Yes,
Saint
ladies
Elsewhere?
And gentlemen. On St. Elsewhere was where, isn't that? Oh, no, it's
St. No, how about ER?
I was like,
ER.
I don't.
Well, St. Elsewhere happened before. This is the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and Kara with a focus on George Clooney, who was on ER, yes. But St. Elsewhere was a precursor to ER, as it was about the same time, maybe a little earlier.
Does Doug listen to anything I say? Didn't 5 seconds before we went on air, I said, okay, this is ER.
Yeah,
and then we go
short,
on ER.
No. Short-term memory loss.
You may have said that, but I still, when I hear themes from TV shows like that, I sort of go
he
back
it.
To
it. He just says, nope, Kara was lying to me.
Nope. No, I didn't even think about Kara.
Did you ever watch ER, Doug?
Yes, I did.
So didn't that, I haven't heard that theme song since I watched
I used
the
to
show.
Watch, I actually liked St. Elsewhere better, and there were a lot of stars that came out of both of these shows. Frankly, it was at a time when Hollywood was really looking for a bigger and better contemporary actors and actresses, so people like George Clooney came out of it, and we see where he's gone. So now the story today is that because he hasn't been in television for 20 years or so, he thought he would make a return in a new 6-part series called Catch 22, based on the novel of the same name, which came out in the 60s. He'll be Colonel Cathcart, which was played by Martin Balsam in the film of the same name, and he's going to direct the series as well. It'll be his first role since the last time he appeared in ER was in 99.
Guaranteed win at the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes love when big celebrities start directing TV series. So
they do.
This is the slam dunk for award season next year.
Yeah, this is going to be on Hulu, so this will be a big win for Hulu.
Yep. So ER ran from the mid-90s to late 2009, 23 Emmys, a record-breaking 125 nominations. And a lot of people, as I say, a lot of actors came out of that. So there's a little... That's television entertainment news. Now let's get into some music news, if you don't mind, please. At 26 past the hour, Dickie Betts is being discussed. So he was from the Allman Brothers Band. The Peach Music Festival, which is the annual Pennsylvania festival founded by the Allman Brothers in 2012, lineup announced for this year. So from the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh. Let's see here. I don't know. Joe Russo. I don't know this group. Government Mule. I don't know.
Yeah, Government Mule is Warren Haynes, who's been playing with the Almonds as the second guitar player, and then he took Dickie Betts' place. And so he's been with them forever. That's his band, Government
Mule. But Dickie Betts is going to be there.
Yeah.
He was half of the Allman Brothers band, as you were suggesting early on. His appearances at Peach will mark the beginning of a comeback, which is slated to take place this year, 2018. Also notes that the Peach Festival's second installment will be held since the death of Greg Allman, who died in May of last year from liver cancer. His son, Devin, is going to play a set of his own that weekend with the son of Dickie Betts. His name is Dwayne. So I kind of dig that. I think that's interesting
that would be cool.
Part of the ticket. Yeah, right. So Peach is a strong connection to Georgia, even though they have in Pennsylvania. Why don't they have in Georgia? I guess it would be the question.
That is a good question. It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. The Peach Music Festival in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hello. Ding, da, da, ding, da, da, ding, ding. All right, so I always like that name for some reason or other, Dickie Betts. Something, who knows why I get a kick out of things like that, but I do. Guess that adds to the curiosity factor when it comes to me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now, 34 after the hour on the DJV show, I'm Doug, the D. Jennifer is here, the J. V for Victoria. V for Victory! And Kara Schillen runs our control operation in our main studio in Washington. Dan Gurney, many of you may remember him. He had a storied career as a race car driver on the NASCAR circuit, a lot of firsts. He went on to build a huge team, became a car builder. He was 86 this past weekend. He passed away. But a lot of people remember that name, Dan Gurney. So, with that, another name in the news, Bernice King. You know who Bernice King is, ladies?
No. Fill us in.
She was Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter. And as this week has been a big focus on his life, as it usually is this time of year, there's a huge focus on Martin Luther King. But what about Coretta Scott King, the wife? The daughter says that without her, there would be no him. And so remember my mother as an important figure in the civil rights movement as well. What's the old expression behind every good man is a good woman, a strong woman? And under the circumstances, apparently she was, at least according to the daughter. Do we forget about that often when we're honoring, for example, President's Day? We talk about Lincoln, we talk about Washington and other presidents. who even knows, probably with Washington, you could remember his wife's first name. Do you remember Abraham Lincoln's wife's name? Anybody?
Well, she was Mary Todd Lincoln, right?
Okay, yeah, good for you.
Mrs.
but I'm impressed that you knew that.
No, Victoria's good, yeah. But I feel like everyone knows that one. But beyond that, though, I have no idea. What was Jefferson's wife's name? No clue.
Everyone knows
Abigail Adams.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Abigail Adams.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Dolly Madison because of the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So has it just become
and she saved a lot of stuff from the White House when it was on fire. But beyond that, though...
All right, so the modern era, who started which wife? It certainly wasn't Mamie Eisenhower. It certainly wasn't Pat Nixon. You fast forward it. Was Hillary the one who started, and then certainly with Michelle Obama, there's been a lot of focus on the wives and their role.
I think Nancy
first
Reagan.
Ladies. Nancy Reagan, perhaps. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, you mean in terms of like the first lady having
a big role and a focus.
But Eleanor Roosevelt. Roosevelt is probably the most, I would say, was the first one. Yeah, the first famous first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 20th century.
Jackie Kennedy got lots of attention.
Yeah.
But then it sort of went away, I think, a little bit. It kind of dipped maybe a little ebb and flow as to the attention given to first ladies until Nancy Reagan.
Well, because the rumors about him having an affair with everybody that walked in and out of the place, that sort of diminished her role. You didn't hear that. If you heard a story about Eisenhower having an affair with his driver when he was in charge of the European front in World War II. Her name was Summersby, if I remember correctly, an English woman. Then Harry Truman, you don't hear any stories about him and other women. As far as Eisenhower, move fast forward. Kennedy, plenty of that. After him, LBJ, who is just a pig anyway, no matter what his... And I don't use that. I've used that term lately to apply to a few people who have been involved, like Weinstein. But LBJ really was. He was a disgusting pig. And personally, and the way he handled things, I'm not going to get into it because you don't speak ill of the dead necessarily.
Aren't there a lot of allegations that he had something to do with Kennedy's death, though?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of credibility to all of that. Anyway, but the focus wasn't on the men. It was on the women. And whether if we take politics out or we take government out of it and look at other leadership, think about it. I'm trying to turn the attention around from, or maybe a reason, we find a reason why there are concerns about men and women's relationships and this whole Me Too movement. Think about business. What do you know about Steve Jobs' wife?
She's very wealthy. I know that.
Yeah, right. What did you know about Ray Kroc's wife? He was the founder of McDonald's. I can come up with a vast number of men who run companies. And what do you know about their wives? And the reason I'm doing it is because I go back to what Martin Luther King's daughter said about the mother. Without the mother, there would have been no husband. There would have been no Martin Luther King. So I wonder if that's the case and women are not getting their due there. Is that as important as the sexual considerations that we have in some of these circumstances where there have been the Rockefellers? How many people can you name the female Rockefellers?
Oh, not
Getty.
A single one.
Oh,
right.
Okay, so, yeah.
But I don't know, though. It's a really interesting question.
Thank you.
Bernice King saying that her mother deserves a lot of credit. I agree with that, but I feel like Coretta Scott King does get a lot of credit.
I don't know.
Am I the only one?
I agree, at
least in my lifetime, I've always been very aware of Coretta Scott King. So that's a good thing, and I'm happy that she does get that recognition. But I think it takes a very strong man and a confident man and a secure man to give his wife a lot of credit. And maybe a lot of those business types that you've just mentioned, maybe they don't fit that description.
They don't want to share the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that could be. I'm asking the question. I'm interested in what people have to say or think about that, because I think that's another trip down that same road.
This may be controversial, and I don't mean it to be that way, but when you have a person, and let's just, we're taking a man here, when you have a powerful person, I think it's the same thing when you have a powerful woman, it's only natural to think that their partner is going to be more passive, because the only way that you can live with that powerful person, and I mean this with no sexism, because I think the same is true for really powerful women. Typically, they have, they have passive men in their lives, because when you have two people who are in a romantic relationship constantly competing for the spotlight or for more attention or for more accomplishment, those relationships never work. They never do. That's why Hollywood can't stay married.
Exactly. I was going to say, we see that with celebrities all the time. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, like all these people who are super duper famous can't stay married to each other.
Well, that's another bit of food for thought. That's good. Thank you. Very perceptive. Ladies, let's see, keeping our focus on what's going on around the nation, distrust of the news media. The focus here on a story, as a matter of fact, the Associated Press taking itself somewhat seriously here, doing a survey on lack of trust in the news media, i.e. a focus on fake news.
Well, the fake news awards are today, I think, aren't they?
I think, yeah, they are.
Or yes.
8% of people expressed a great deal of confidence in the media, the news media. That's 8% of the population thinks that the news media is legit in this survey. And the only reason the president has been associated is because he's capitalized on it, says the publisher of this review. Fabricated news stories have made it difficult for Americans to trust the news media, and 8 in 10 say they identify fake news as coming from, and they review sources. There's another study that's in the Pew Research Center that focuses on mostly CNN. It takes the cable news networks, which I think is moderately unfair, because there's plenty of stuff in print that has the same bias, yet nobody takes shots at them. Whether it be on the left or the right, I mean, maybe they do take shots, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, the Post, the Globe. But then on the other side, Newsmax and the things that come in those printed organs. Breitbart, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I think
the problem comes when you have mainstream news media outlets like the New York Times or the Washington Post. And I would actually even throw CNN into this, because MSNBC has a bias and Fox has a bias that's known. Mm-hmm. When you have those types of organizations and then you start to see the hypocrisy in political coverage between one administration and the next, like we've clearly seen.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's when people lose faith, because you're looking at these respected names like CNN and the Washington Post to tell you what's really going on, not to give you not to act as a public relations arm for a political party. And this coverage, there was this huge controversy about the blank hole comment that was either made or not made, we don't know, by President Trump in the office. Everybody's got an opinion about it, and that's fine. But let's just say for the sake of argument that this is something he did say behind closed doors. The President Obama, when he was president, sat down in a meeting, or actually in a published interview, sorry, not a meeting, a published interview with The Atlantic, and called Libya a blank show. And nobody even said a peep about that. Lindsey Graham called the entire country of Mexico a hellhole. No one said anything about that. And then Trump makes allegedly this comment, blank hole, and everybody goes absolutely crazy. So when you have something that's that evident in the handling of it in the news media, it just shows you that there is a huge bias, and people are distrustful of that.
I think I'm no fan of Trump's necessarily on the surface. I've said before, I think there are a lot of things he's doing that are good, but I would like to see a different approach. Having said that, the news media has shown a clear, clear bias. You heard me talking about this TV show that I've watched on the plane. I got 4 episodes in of The Good Fight, which I can't even begin to imagine why that's not on CBS regular direct access TV. It's a very good show, produced by the people that did The Good Wife. Christina Baranski's in it. Now she's moved on to be a partner in a black law firm. And one of the sub stories to one of the episodes that I was watching on the plane the other day was about trying to find somebody in the office of law. This is a law firm, has 90 people in it. They're all black, except for Diane. Trying to find somebody in the office who voted for Trump so that they could get a contract with a firm that does a lot of business with Washington. So they found one person in the office who admitted to voting for Trump, one black person, and the way this person was treated in the story, the ostracizing him and making fun of him and pointing fingers at him because he was black and he voted for Trump. So there's that, this kind of expectation that is built as not, I use that example as something that's in a commercially successful television production, but I think it's, and it's okay as a storyline. I have no problem with it as a storyline, but I do have a problem with it when it creeps into the news media, because there's no place for that stuff, or at least when I was growing up and cutting my teeth on how to do this, there was certainly no, you get fired for doing what these people do today. 25, 30 years ago, you get fired for doing it. And now, this is what's expected. So there's a real disconnect, I think, here. And that's what confuses people, so people don't know what's going on. That's the term fake news. So, 14 before the hour on the DJV experience. Let's talk about your job. You happy? Are you talented? Do you feel like your business appreciates what you bring to the table? Are you getting a huge stack of inquiries from people who think, wow, you'd be the perfect hire, and you don't know where to go because you don't have the right tools at your disposal? Aha! Aren't you glad I'm here to tell you about ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter.com, good for the goose, good for the gander. That is, it's good for the person who wants to hire, and it's good for the person who wants to be hired, because it puts you together in less than a day. ZipRecruiter, post-job opportunities. Hundreds of web job boards are there. This is what the software goes to. And so if you posted your resume on one of these job boards, the ZipRecruiter software will find you and connect you right away to the company that wants you.
It's a fabulous way
to find a job and to find the right person. Talented people take note. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV so that you can use the first approach to ZipRecruiter free. Yep. Free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It manages the hiring process for the employer, and it helps connect the people who are looking for a job in the smartest way possible. So if you're a growing business and you want good qualified job candidates, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find out how good it is free.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the Pennsylvania Energy Infrastructure Alliance. Sound investments in Pennsylvania's energy resources move our economy forward. Recently, however, the Department of Environmental Protection suspended construction of Sunoco's Mariner East 2 pipeline, putting thousands out of work and halting a project that could add more than $9 billion into Pennsylvania's economy, including hundreds of millions in state tax revenue each year. Mariner East 2 has undergone unprecedented regulatory scrutiny, and it's being built with the most advanced safety technology out there, all to minimize environmental impact and ensure the safety of workers in all communities along the pipeline route. We need infrastructure projects like Mariner East 2. Harnessing Pennsylvania energy resources fuels our economy and creates jobs. Mariner East 2's construction is projected to add more than 50,000 jobs over the next 5 years alone. We urge DEP and Sunoco to work together quickly to get construction back on track and to get Pennsylvanians back to work. For more information, visit PAAllianceForEnergy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, the familiar ring of Warren Eckstein's show, excuse me, the theme from the pet show, Warren Eckstein's Dog and Pony Act. I don't know if he ever talked. You ever talk about ponies on the show?
A lot of, I get calls about the miniature ponies. Some people want to housebreak the miniature ponies, mm-hmm. and miniature horses, rather. Different between a miniature horse and a pony. They want to bring them into the house. Every once in a while, I get a question about a pony.
All right. I have a question about the weather and the health of your dog and or your cat. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on the DJV Experience. More with him right after this.
First impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you and now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Warren Eckstein with us here from the Pet Show. Our radio program is on around the country every weekend. Not only do you find out more about Warren and his discussions at petshow.com, but he also over the years has formulated a simple, it's a simple concoction of minerals and vitamins for your dog and cat. And so if you really think your dog needs a little extra attention, hugs and kisses, the line from Warren, and you can find out more about that at hugsandkisses.com as well. So if the dog's immune system is weak, we always hear people talking, Warren, about human immune system. What about dogs catching a cold, and then can you catch a cold from your dog?
You really can't catch a cold from your dog, but a dog can definitely catch something from you. It's interesting that you brought this topic up today because I am so focused now because there's been such an increase in this dog flu going around. Have you heard about this?
Yes, yeah. Tell us about it, though.
Well, there's two different strains of the flu. And what's happening is that if you have the type of dog that goes to a dog park or the type of dog that goes to doggy daycare, or even if you walk your dog with other dogs, it's a good idea to get vaccinated. Now, normally you go to your vet and say, hey, doc, I need a flu shot for my dog. However, with the new strain of flu, there is a brand new vaccine that covers both strains of the flu. So you want to have that conversation with your veterinarian in terms of making sure the vaccine you're giving your dog is the right one. So that's really, really important. And the other thing is that people don't understand about health dogs is that, you know, dogs get depressed and dogs feel sick. Sometimes they have an upset stomach or they're off. One of the biggest things I answer on the show is people that have had a dog or a cat for years, and all of a sudden they're a little bit older, and we were just talking about that off the air, and there's challenge. All of a sudden the behavior changes or the way the dog sleeps changes. That's why it's so critical to understand what your dog or cat looks like and behaves when everything's okay. So if you notice changes, for example, the other day I was working with a client, and they had a cat that used a litter box its whole life. All of a sudden the cat stopped using the litter box, and no one could figure out why. What I said to the people is, did you check with your vet to see if, in fact, the cat might have been constipated and now associate the litter box with pain when he eliminates? Sure enough, the cat was constipated, medication, back in the litter box. So if you know that your dog or cat is normal and you notice any changes, very often it is due to some type of change medically or just, you know, it could be fleas, it could be thyroid, it could be any number of things, but notice the differences. And speak to your vet before it becomes a problem.
Do you vaccinate your dogs?
I do.
I
do give my pets vaccination. I don't do the rabies shot every 3 years. I do it like every 5 or 6 years. But I do get that because I'm always walking in the house, and God knows what I have on me from working with other animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder. That seems to make sense, but wondering out loud about giving a dog a flu shot or some of the other things. I think it's getting out of hand with pets the same as it is with humans.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.